Welcome back, everyone. That was a really interesting set of questions. I was saying during the break, or this very brief break that we had, it's a bit frustrating to jump from one group to another, because it was a really rich discussion in each of the groups, and good engagement and participation. Thanks, everyone. The chairs will come back to us in a little while. So Vijay, Maria Angeles, James, and Osman, thanks for chairing your sessions. We'll ask you to come back to us a little bit later in the discussions. May I now turn to Erki, the chair of the IFRS Foundation. Erki, as always, thank you very much for joining us today. Really appreciate it. Could you give us an update on the trustees' activities?
Thank you, Bill. Can I first of all say that you have been very engaged and very active in recent times, because this is already second meeting this year and third meeting in 5 months. So it's really important and we really appreciate it. And you're talking on the issues which are very fundamental for the trustees. But first say about the role of trustees, we have three primary responsibilities in the Constitution, and you are talking about all of these three in this meeting. First is the review strategy of the IFRS Foundation, its effectiveness, and the consultation sustainability is key part of that process. Second is the governance of IFRS Foundation, and trust is also decide about changes of the Constitution. That's on the agenda now. Third issue is, of course, funding. It's responsibility of the trustees to establish and maintain appropriate funding arrangement. Is also very important. Of course, we do all this on permanent basis, but now we need to concentrate with the direction of creating a sustainability standards reporting board, which is a new challenge. I just want to focus on two issues after this. First, to get the big picture where we are with this discussion, and I take the opportunity of my discussion last night with Mark Carney, who is the UN Special Envoy for Climate Action and Finance. He came out just with a book of values. I'm not advertising, but I tell something about it because it gives some common basis for all of us. We were colleagues with Mark 10 years, and once he came to Finland, he gave a lecture. He started with a slide which included a photo of ice hockey players. He's from Edmonton. I'm from Finland, we know ice hockey. You don't all know, but the message was very important. The five ice hockey players who were famous for their philosophy, don't go where the puck is going. Don't go where the puck is going. Don't go where it is now. So try to focus what happens next, not what's happening now. And that's the issue of our strategy now. In his book, his message is that we should avoid the tragedy of the horizon, and that's with the climate. We will act now to avoid this tragedy. Look further, not only where we are now. And he, in his book, there are three very important pillars, but one is three crises. First, the financial crisis. We are very familiar. We have not forgotten it. Second, COVID crisis, which is with us now. And third, climate crisis. And the climate crisis and how to break the tragedy of the horizon is the important part in his book and in our work. He tries to put the big picture in his book so that we need three building blocks for the solution. First is public policies, we all know. Second, company transition plans. And third, disclosures of climate-related risks and opportunities. Then we come close to what we are doing. There's also a particular chapter of ESG where he says that information and disclosure have an essential role here. Information for stakeholder value creation has few important elements. One is financial reporting, and Mark considers in his book that this area is relatively mature and has a robust governance structure by IFRS. But then the evolving sustainability reporting, GRI, SASP, TSCD, many others. Question is how the reporting could be rationalized and made more comprehensive. He also comes back to the history and says that there have been three elements here. to he, in his mind, the first effort for consolidation was launched by the World Economic Forum. Second, the European Union has been at the vanguard in the non-financial reporting, notably with the publication of the non-financial reporting directive in 2014. And now when we talk about global standards in sustainability, IFRS Foundation has a particular role. He emphasizes that the expertise, deep expertise of IFRS Foundation and its broad geographical coverage places it in a very good position to take this role. And he also tells about the work we are doing now. I don't say I mentioned his book because you wouldn't know the details. You are very experienced readers, you know the area. But the benefit is that he tries to put all that into a comprehensive context. So what is the big story from the financial crisis to climate crisis? It also helps to see what our place is in that context. So I just recommend to have a, because there's been a lot has been written, but not in the way that what we are doing would be inside the publications. Finally, on enterprise value focus. Since the last advisory council, the trustees met from 2nd to 4th March 21 to continue our analysis and discussions of the feedback received to our consultation paper for sustainability reporting. Feedback to the consultation confirmed the urgent need for global sustainability reporting standards and also the support for the foundation to play a role in their development. And from that basis, we are continuing our work on the establishment of an international sustainability reporting standards board within the existing governance structure of the IFRS Foundation, as you have heard. When the Advisory Council met in November 2020, we spoke then how sustainability disclosures at the point that international accounting standards were at the turn of the century. We paid tribute then to IASCO's support in 2000 in establishing new governance arrangements. And as then, IASCO's clear support and assistance are critical to success now too. And really, IASCO provided recent public comment on February 24th, which was very constructive for our thinking. An observation is about the scope of information that investors may need. The trustees with support from IASCO are committed to sustainability broadly. Due to the urgent need for better information about climate-related matters, the new board would lead with specific standards related to climate-related reporting. But the plan is to broaden rapidly to meet the information needs on investors across environmental, social, and governance matters. The working group launched recently by the IFRS Foundation, which will focus on technical preparation for a potential international sustainability reporting standards board, will accelerate our efforts to achieve the broader topic coverage that the investors need. We have also committed to consider the prototype as a basis for development of a climate standard, something which IASCO also supports and mentions in their statement. It is in part because the prototype addresses not only climate metrics, both cross-country and industry-specific, but also the disclosure of governance, strategy, and risk management that are important topics. We are also encouraged by much of the consistency between enterprise value reporting and EFRAG recommendations related to financially material sustainability reporting. But finally, materiality is a dynamic concept and the time frame is important. We are committed to ensuring that standards for investors fully address enterprise value. This concept captures any sustainability matters that it is reasonably possible it will affect value creation for investors in the short, medium, and the long term. Since enterprise value is a concept that is fundamentally interdependent with impacts on society and the environment, we anticipate that the scope of information that investors need will cross over substantially with the information needs of the other stakeholders. Finally, we received the report from Bill Cohen as the chair of the Advisory Council on his assessment of the Advisory Council's role, composition and effectiveness. Thank you very much, Bill, for your work and for your report. The trustees will consider further the views within the report, particularly on broader geographic engagement. We heard this comment also made here today in the break session, and we try to find ways to take that into account. Thank you very much, Bill. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much, Eric. Always good to be reminded of first principles, the big picture. I will ask Sue Lloyd. Sue, can you give us an update on the work of the board? Sorry, I think I'm hearing some feedback. Can I ask everyone to please use the mute button? Sue, can I ask you to take the floor?